Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm one of the ministers here at the church. I'd like to start by thanking you for listening to this sermon online. Before we get started, I'd just like to say that we truly hope that this audio recording will encourage you in your walk with God. But we also hope that it would just be supplemental to your relationship with Jesus, and that it would in no way replace the church that you should be plugged into or the spiritual leaders God has put in your life to shepherd you. So please, enjoy the next 30 minutes or so of this message. I pray it will challenge and uplift you wherever you are in your spiritual journey. God bless.
I lay my head, I sing of Today is our special youth-led service. We're going to start off with a video from Few Ideas.
Learned about like the different parts of the church and also like what the church is as a whole. My favorite bit was probably the bit about the bride, because I feel like Steve did a good job on explaining it. My favorite bit, was Mr. Dawson. That guy is my favorite human being of all time now. We played dodgeball. He's a pretty cool guy. And we also did a rhyme circle with this guy, Emmanuel. It was tough. It was a tough experience.
My name is Emmanuel. I went to CIDA 2035. It was a very fun experience for me. I met new people, new friends. I like the games. They're very good. The teamwork is good. Something I learned that's good is that we're all part of one body of Christ. And as the church, our mission is to spread the good word.
Okay, so my favorite thing that we did was the baptism, obviously. We're glad we. Something I learned is that we're all part of the church in different ways.
My favorite part of Few Ideas was that I could meet so many people, have fun experiences, and play basically capture the flag, but different in a way.
I learned about how to become friends with people, how to connect with people, especially through God. And my favorite part of it was when I got to talk to other people and just hang out with people and stuff.
My favorite part of this trip was making two new friends. I made a friend with Grayson, and I made a friend with Adele. And it's nice to be friends with more people other than our youth.
Hello, I'm Isaac. I think the funnest thing at Few IPA was all the games. I really got to interact with people and enjoy my time there. And I think I learned that how big our church family really is. I mean, you can go like anywhere in the world and you're not family there through church.
I learned about loving everyone and right?
favorite part was the first thing God was ever.
Good morning, everyone. Hopefully that fun video woke you up, or while it happened a while ago, it was definitely full of memories for our team, and so thankful for them. And I'm really thankful for all the work they've put into this Sunday and for their families and people supporting them for doing this. And so the question we've asked today that I asked the team to reflect on is, who is Jesus? And this is what we've been focusing on Wednesday night. Specifically, we've been looking at Jesus' two questions he asked the disciples in what is commonly known as Peter's confession. Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say I am, and who do you say I am? And so we've been going through on Wednesday night the Gospels, asking the Gospels, who is Christ? And then they are reflecting on who is Christ to me then. And so through that reflection, we have this purpose. So I invite you to enjoy and to participate in worship and God with us.
I chose all the songs. I have three of them. You're lucky I didn't choose any Christmas songs. Basically, the format is there's one new song that I love coming up. So, we'll do this. Yeah, one new song, one A. One new song, one A. Yeah, you got it. Okay. Basically, the songs are all centered on So, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a service every month called the Red Month. So you go there, spend all the teams in coffee shop, and you worship, right? And one of the things that I found out is like, whoa, this is like really cool. Because there's like everyone singing the same song up on the stage. And there's a band, there's a team of live music. And you know how usually at concerts there's people at the front that are like, really want to hear stuff and like, yay. And then there's the people at the back. I was part of both of those groups for the first little bit. So basically, I found that when I was up at the front and I was paying attention and singing and ducking and dancing, it was going way better than singing at the front. So, my goal for you guys today, because even if you don't know the song, just like lean into that. You feel me? Like, come in, sing the song, be grateful, and then think about today. Okay? A little bit more about the name and the name of the song. In Philippians 2:10, 11, it says that the name of Jesus, after the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And in these bonds, you'll hear it again,
people have said to me that part of some management is in a special class. It is the alphabet that has multiple of these letters, and it seems there are 8 A's and 4 B's for example. I have done my own special poem, but I've only done one of these letters, nothing. Next to the alphabet letters, I've written the letter Hebrew, and then next to that, I'm going to request a my understanding of the name. A. Alpha and Omega. Jesus is my beginning and my end. B. Bread of life. We need Jesus to die, just like we need Jesus as our spiritual master. C. God's plan is high. Jesus is the anointed one, promised and promised for you. D. Deliverer. He frees me from the wrath of sin, shame, fear, and death. E. Everlasting. Jesus and his everlasting love and forgiveness. F. Father. My loving Father who always forgives my sins. D. Church. My Jesus is loving, perfect, holy, and righteous. H. Holy. He is entirely set apart from sin. He is the ultimate standard of goodness. I am. Jesus is signifying to the final justification and unchanging nature. He is always present. Jesus. The Hebrew name Yeshua. This means to me the Lord is salvation. Church. King is King. He is Almighty King. He is the King above all kings. No one has power or authority with me. Man is God. Jesus is the end of sacrifices, but he is the ultimate sacrifice. And Messiah, Jesus, is the anointed one, came to us, came to us to lead, deliver, and redeem us all. And Magdalene, Jesus was from the town of Magdalene and Galilee, where he was false and arrogant, not being a humiliated. Our Passover, Jesus Christ is the ultimate fulfillment of the Old Testament Passover lamb, sacrificed for the redemption and the wrath of sin and the son of God.
Reminder, and if you forgot to get a communion cup, they're just outside of those two doors at the back of the auditorium. The God of the universe humbled himself to be a human being because of his immense love. He loved us so much that he took our place, no matter the cost. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Jesus didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't want all that suffering. But he did it. Because of his great love for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. While we still had our backs turned away from God, destroyed our relationship with him. he would still go so far as to die for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above and the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. The sacrifice of Jesus is how God fulfilled his love for us through the promise of eternal life with him. The promise that he made to the Israelites, to be their God and them as a people, didn't work. The people couldn't uphold their end of the promise. But God didn't let that separate his people from his love. The fully human Jesus took our place in the promise. The full divinity of Jesus made him sinless and unable to break the covenant. Through Jesus' role as fully God and fully human, he was able to take our place and our punishment so that we could have eternal life through him. He understands our personal temptations, sins, and shame. He was tempted in every way, proving his perfect nature. His physical body was broken for us, taking on our sin and shame, even though it was painful. He told his disciples to remember his body by taking the bread. The new covenant is signed with his blood that he shed out for us out of his perfect self-sacrificial love. And we take a cup, just as he told his disciples, to remember the new covenant made with his blood. God loved us so much that he took our place and died, taking on what we deserve. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for this day and everyone here. I thank you that we can gather together to worship you. I pray that we always remember that you understand everything that we go through, and that you are there even in our darkest moments. As we take the elements, let us remember your love was revealed to us through your son's painful sacrifice on the cross. In his holy name, amen. You may now take the Lord's Supper.
borders around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "So what about you, John? Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Mark 8:27-30. This passage would fulfill many things, including intrigue and interest. That's part of the reason I opened it. One of my faults of decision-making, so if Jesus asked me who he is, I'd feel like he was putting me on the spot. It would take me a little while to answer the question. After thinking it over last night, I think I'd say he's my everything as a start. I would also say Messiah. To elaborate on everything, I mean basically three things. Number one, my friend. To explain my friend, this is what I would say. To start with, I've heard many times talk to Jesus as a close friend. Meaning, he tells him everything, and you're not afraid of him knowing something about you. This is very comforting to me knowing that about you. Number two, my father. To break down my father, I think, and his child, and I made a name of him. This does not mean we are there. It means that we should claim the steps of holiness. But when you look at a pillar or a lake,
get up and leave. Quick shout out to Ariel and everyone who organized this. They did a really good job getting it together. Great hands for them. And as you guys could tell by the last song I put together, so you can see the slides is a lot of work. So big shout out to Mike and Prompto and everyone who put all the songs together. They did a really good job. Yeah, I'm done. You guys can go now. Peace out.